Okay, this is our shir, chabur number two on the sugya of Kimle. Again, the Kimle aspects of Bal Machteres. So again, yesterday we read the Shach HaBetaria, right, the machlokes between Rav and Rava, we'll call it. Again, just the shitos are as follows. Rav applies Kimle, even in the case of Natal, even when it's Be'en. Rava argues, no, that the Kimle only applies B'Sheshiber, when it's Eino Be'en. As we pointed out, that there, in general, seems to be two general approaches in terms of how to understand the machlokes between Rav and Rava. Yesterday we developed the first approach, that the machlokes between Rav and Rava pertains to the realm of kinyane gneva gzela. In essence, basically they're arguing about, you know, whether there is a kinyan. Again, version A of that was that they're arguing on a daraisa level, right, with Rav saying there is a kinyan daraisa and Rava saying there's no kinyan daraisa, again, within the realm of kinyane gneva gzela. While everyone, again, within this approach agreed that in terms of the conception of kimle, kimle only applied to a tashlumin, right, to a tashlumin, and therefore it's only applicable when the ganav has been kona, the object at hand. Again, once he's kona, so then giving it back would be mugdar as a tashlumin, and therefore is subject to kimle. So again, first version 1a was that the machokas is da'raisa, whether or not there's a kinyan da'raisa, for kinyan gnevo gzela. And version 1b, which we didn't have so much time to develop, but basically starting with the Bala Mork, was that no, that everyone agrees on a da'raisa level that there is a kinyan. Right? Both Rav and Rava agree that midaraisa, the ganav has been kone, a kinyan gamor, therefore he is the Bailam, and therefore it would be tashlumin to give it back. So therefore we understand Rav, right? Because it's Tashlumin, therefore it's Kimle. We explain according to these Shitos within approach 1B, Balamor had this. We also had the Shita Yeshana and Ksubas had this, that the basis of Rava is a Takana Drabana. It's something of the sort of either Shalote Chote Nishar, or you know, we don't, that's like, you know, Shita Yeshana's version, or Balamor's version, that it's like, you know, Mechsi, that, you know, there's no such concept of Kimle. But in short, again, according to version 1a, it's Machokis, whether there's a Kenyan Daraisa. Version 1b, everyone agrees with Daraisa, there is a Kenyan. Machokis is whether or not there is a Takana Drabanan to uproot the Kimle. So that was all yesterday, focusing on the first general approach, which says the Machokis between Rava and Rav is about whether there is a, basically, within the realm of Kenyan. Now, for tonight, I'd like to discuss the second approach, which says that Machokes is not about the realm of Kinyan, but it's rather within the realm of Kinyan. Meaning, according to this approach, Bein Rav, Bein Rava, everyone agrees that the Aganav is not Kone, Echefet, which is Be'en. Right? So in short, when it's Natal, the case where when the item is still Be'en, the ganav does not have a kinyan mida araisa on that. So therefore, if everyone agrees to that, so which shita makes a lot of sense between Rav and Rava?
Rava.
Right? If there's no kinyan, so then it makes sense not to apply kimle in such a case. Because, right, the pashpshan in kimle, as we've been discussing, is that kimle only patters a chi of tashlumim. Because, again, as we pointed out, only a chi of tashlumim is defined as an onish, when we mafsa the person by making him pay out of pocket, by making him pay out of his own, you know, bank account. So that's an onish. So therefore, that is an onish which should be subject to kimle. So again, within this approach, Rava makes a lot of sense. Again, if everyone agrees that there's no kinyan, so then presumably there should be no kimle. Oh. But within the mafarshim, we're going to see within the second approach, we're going to see that the machlokes, the reason why Rav argues and does apply kimle, is that even though he agrees there's no kinyan, right, and therefore the hashava for returning the object back is just hachzaras pikadon, hashava ba'alma, but yet Rav is going to argue that kimle is going to apply because I, Rav, have a different conception of kimle, such that kimle will even apply in such a case where it's hashava ba'alma. And we're going to see that there are two different versions of how to, you know, basically characterize kimle such that it would even apply in such a case where it's just a hashava of a pikado. So the first version of this, and starting with the achronim, and I'll say more pashpshat, is to say that kimle is not limited to tashlumin, to a chi of tashlumin. It also applies to hashava ba'alma. that even the returning of an object which doesn't belong to the person, even that is within the realm of Kimle. So again, this, the first person to say this, as far as I know, is the Chasam Sofer. As again, if you look at, you know, source number 5 on the Marmar Kamos, the Chasam Sofer is going to, again, justify this Shita, and say, really, again, both Bein Rav, Bein Rava, everyone agrees that the Ganav is not Koneh, and therefore, the returning of the object Be'en is just Hashava Ba'alma. But yet, the Shita of Rav is that Kimle applies even to a Hashava Ba'alma. And how does the Chasam Sofer explain why Kimle would even apply to Hashava Ba'alma? Anyone know which muckware of Kimle he focuses on? Again, not so exactly. Kidei Rishasa, very important. Because we're going to see that there are a number of potential makoros for Kimle in the Sikhas of Kimle in the third paragraph of Ksubis. We're going to see that different mafarshim invoke different makoros, and again, we're going to see that the different makoros have very different implications about what the nature of Kimle is. So, for instance, the Chasam Sofer who invokes Kidei Rishasa is basically the Gemara in Ksubis Lamed Beis Amud Beis, I'll just read it right now, which basically has the following lashon, that Kidei Rishasa, we learn out of that phrase, that Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechayvo, it can only be, Bezin can only be Mechayev one Risha, basically one Onish, the I Ata Mechayvo Mishum Beis Rishas. So the way the Chasam Sofer says that, that's all a focus on Bezin, that Bezin cannot implement two different rishos. And the way the Chasam Sofer interprets that, that is not lav davka even two onshin. It's that Bezdin, basically, you can't have, Bezdin can't implement two different, you know, maise Bezdin in regards to this person. Namely, when you have a chiyav onish, hachamar, let's say, miso or malchus, that's risha achas. And once you have risha achas, Bezdin can't even be motzi mamon. As long as certain mamonos is in one person's rishos, and that person's subject to kimle, Bezdin can't even be motzi it from his rishos. So even though that person, it's in our case, the ganav has not been kona. So even though the ganav doesn't have a kinyan on it, at the end of the day, according to this version of kimle, right, Rishos basically dictates that Bezin can't even be motzi, the mamon from the ganav, even though that mamon belongs to the bailam. We'll just read inside quickly, just to see this lashon again. For guys who didn't see it in Seder, source number 5, in the Marmar Kamos, we'll just read this line quickly. See it on the towards the end of the first line, says Sfira Leila Rav, the last 6 words. No one, Yossi, what do you mean?
What is it?
The first line says Sfira Leila Rav.
Even though that Rav holds that even though he wouldn't have a fee of misa, he would still be mechayev to return the thing that he stole.
Because
he wasn't kone.
Right. He had to return the item which he was not kone el bishuse.
Right,
it was only kone to his detriment, meaning that the kinyan is limited to the realm of own sin, exactly.
His Torah made it in his retros for legabi on sin. Yeah, Bezdin moitza
miado.
Sio miado, if Bezdin takes a thing away from him, meaning that they're returning.
For Bezdin to take it out of his hands, Havalei kibiz rishayos. That would be a bittul of Bez Rishayos.
Even though it's not an onish.
Why is it?
Well, it's not a Risha. It's not something you did. Like, you're not returning me in a Risha.
Yeah, so this understanding is that it's all about like a Maisa Bezdin. That if Bezdin would have to, you know, enforce something by being Motzi the Mamon, that falls under the gather of Kimlai. That's
like,
a finish.
Just within like the freeze, yeah, Tamachem Shinoshios, that doesn't seem to be the
understanding. I hear you're saying the more. Yeah, I hear what you're saying because Risha could say what?
You're not being mechayiv him.
He stole something that there still is a mitzvah of ancient, right? You stole something, so you have to give it back. I wasn't claiming it, Givaldi, but I
still
have to give it back.
Yeah, man. But all Yitzhak's point. Yeah, just the. It's a lot. We'll say it. It's ironic that he's interpreting, you know, the term of Risha, which is, you know, the phrase of the Drasha, and specifically not referring to an Onish, even though you would think, you know, like Rishas sounds, you know, has a connotation of Onish. I hear. But we're going to see in general, you know, that this...
So we're considering this an Onish?
No, we're not. You can't, you know, to return that which belongs to the other person, that's hard to consider that an Onish. I think the Chiddush of this version of Kimlei is that it applies even though it's not really an Onish. And the point is that Bezdin can't implement two different, you know, Maisei Bezdin. You know, they can't implement an Onish in addition to being Motzi Mamon. That's the Chiddush. And we're going to see the other Makoros which suggest specifically this Makor of Kimlei is very much like, you know, Maisei Bezdin oriented. I'm going to see an implication for Chiyuv Deshrein. Just wait one second. And again, Lishitaso, the Chasam Sofer, right, Lishitaso to basically thinking that the Geder of Kimlei here is all based on Risha Achas Atamachayvo, again, which is all about Bezdin, says that therefore, he goes on to say that, so therefore, this is only a Din of Bezdin. And therefore, the person would still have a Chiyuv Bidei Shamayim, which is a topic we're going to discuss, right? Since this version of Kimlei is all a Din of Bezdin, that Bezdin can't, you know, implement, you know, enforce two different Maisei Bezdin, so that's all Mitzah the Bezdin. But in Hanami, the person himself would have a Chiyuv Bidei Shamayim, Chiyuv Bidei Shamayim to return it. And again, according to the Chasam Sofer, Gufa L'Machlokes between Rav and Rava is, again, is how to be Magdir, this Drasha of Bez Rishayos, right? So Rav is going to counter, just like Yitzi said, is like, no, right? Risha Achas below Bez Rishayos is basically, that's in the realm of Onshin. And therefore, that only applies when it's a Tashulman. And Rav's Chiddush is that, no, it's all about a Maisa Bezin, and therefore Bezin can't even implement a Hotzah, you know, Hotzah is Mamon Mirishuso, even though it's basically just returning that which belongs to the other guy, even so, even though we wouldn't consider that an onesh per se, that still falls within the gather of Kimlei. Yeah.
So if Rava's whole taina is that he learns Kimlei, so why is he saying back to Rav that, oh, it's because it's not his rishus at all? That's not why he's arguing with Rav. He's arguing with Rav because he holds, even if it is his rishus, because Kimlei doesn't work like that. So then,
no, well.
Well, the shaykh is if it's being his rishus and not being his rishus.
And you're asking on Rav, not Rav. And according to this approach, everyone agrees. But there's really no kinyan.
No, I know, but the Chasam Sofer is using the lashon of rishos, right? He said that according to Rav, it's a little bit is rishos.
Meaning, according to Rav, the point is that I agree with your question. I think you need to shift it on Rav because the point is, according to here, both Rav and Rava agree that the gazlan was not kone.
Right.
But yet, the reason why Rav applies kimlei is because the gedder of kimlei even applies to a non kinyan because even applies to haksaras pekonim. So I think you should really be asking. I agree with the question, right? You're basically asking, why is it when Rav, in the line of Ha'alokim, why is the Gemara there focusing on Kinyan?
But even the response, Rav's response shouldn't be that, no. You see that it's only for his... Like,
no, that's good. Because, again, I think you have a good question on Rav, meaning, because Rav is basically saying, no, because L'shitasi, the only time there's a Kimlei is if it's Tashlumen, when it's an Onish, so therefore he needs to prove that it's Tashlumen. Or sorry. Therefore he needs to prove that it's not Tashlumen, that he wasn't Kone. That's why Rav is going to be focused on the lack of Kinyan. You hear what I'm saying?
Okay.
Meaning, both, according to this chapter, both Rav and Rava agree with what we were viewing Rava's conception of not being a Kinyan. So again, so in similar, you know, fashion to the way we explained, you know, the Baal HaMor, in a certain sense, you could say that the Chasam Sofer is talking like post-Gemara, in the sense, not like post-modern, but like, you know, I mean in the sense that like, in the Shachar Tarya, once Rava rejects the Velohi, and we consider that like, maybe or something, that like, that's a foolproof Raya. So the Gemara Maskana proves, bottom line, according to Chasam Sofer, there's no Kinyan. So the question is Rav stuck, or does Rav have a new response? So I think the way he would learn is the Chasam Sofer is going to say, yeah, Rav's response is not like the Gemara originally said about Elohim. He's going to say, no, in the Chanami there is no Kinyan. But Afal Pikin have a new conception of Kimlei, such that it will even apply, even though there was no Kinyan, even though it's just Chazaras because of Ba'alma, that still falls within the gather of Kimlei based on Bezer Shabbos. I think that's a good...
Back to what we were saying before, is it possible that something can be a risha even though it's not classified as an onish, it's still a risha?
Oh, that's what he's saying.
Yeah. So why? why is that so problematic to say? In other words,
you're asking yourself now?
Yeah.
Okay, just to make sure. Yeah. I'm saying, I think Haguba is machlokes between Rav and Rav in terms of the implication of Risha. Is Risha like this, you know, like, you know, bringing bad upon the person, which I guess has the connotation of Onish? Or
he did a bad action, therefore retributing him.
It could be, that's, yeah. Yeah, that's, Haguba is machlokes between Rav and Rav. Yeah. Is Nice and Bezdin
generally understood to mean something that we don't really need Bezdin before, but they're doing?
Well, in this case, we're talking about being like motzi al korchos. That's my space. No, are you allowed to do that? Isn't that dumb, like Tina Dinavshe? You're allowed to. You're not allowed to steal your money back. Yeah.
That's so much. Isn't it like a podcast?
You know, whether you're allowed to just go and take your money back forcibly.
Yeah, aren't you allowed to? Isn't Tain Tan Ganav only when you're stealing something else from Ghana, but if you steal
your
own... You mean
Toyin Tain is Ghana? Toyin what?
Toyin Tain. Rashi says in Ruchas that if you steal from a Ghana, you're Toyin Tain Ghana. But that's only going on if you say...
Yeah, but...
If you're not stealing the actual object that you stole from you, but if you steal the actual object...
Yeah, that's explicit?
I think so.
Okay, I don't know.
It's a your own.
But that's the guys who are not here, man. But either way, meaning...
Like, where's the context of just stealing from a Ghana to stop?
Either way, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that's so partial. You're allowed to, like, take, you know, take the din into your own hands. I think if you're forced, it has to be forcibly taken. I'm assuming the general thing is that Basin would do that. But again, either way, I don't think it's such an, I mean, either way, if Basin's going in and forcibly taking it, you know, that's a nice Basin. Yeah.
Two questions. Mm-hmm. One is, so according to this approach, the Shachmat Hari Gemara is still working according to the first approach?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't realize that before, but remind me to put that in my notes.
Also, I don't understand, like, why is the fact that the Bezdin by Mamanis is merely enforcing it? They're not the Chayiv of Mamanis. The Chayiv of Mamanis is there, Bezdin is enforcing it.
Yeah,
so why would the fact, I don't understand, why would the fact that they can't enforce it mean?
Again, that's a Maisa Bezdin. You know, Bezdin is taking...
Why should I... Why should I mean that the God should not have to pay back? God has a chiv to pay back, whether Bezdin is enforcing it.
Well, again, he has a chiv, he still has a chiv to Shemayim, according to this approach. The point is that Bezdin can enforce two different things. If they're enforcing Misa, if they're implementing Misa, they can't enforce Mamanis. That's the point. Again, Kimla, if you think about it, is a chivish. You can always ask, you know, guys, it's chayiv Mamanis. Should it's chayiv Misa, the other guy should lose out? That's the din. Yeah.
If everyone hold that Kimay only is by an onish, not by a Maisa Basin, would he hold that Kimay is from a different pasuk?
No, as I was saying, because within the Chassam Sofer, again, you could have said that, but the way the Chassam Sofer learns it, he's explicit about that, is that they're just arguing about the gedder of Risha Achas. Again, whether Risha Achas, Elobez Rishayos, is that limited to, is that to Maisa Basin, or is that like to onishim? That's like the discussion I had before with Yitzi. Okay, fine. So in line with this, again, with this first call, 2a, this version, that the basis of Rav is that even though you weren't Konen, you know, Kimlei still applies because Kimlei is more expansive than we thought. Kimlei is not limited to a Chiyuv Tashlumim, to an Onish Mamon, but extends to any Maisa Bezdin in the realm of Mamon, and therefore that includes even Hotza'as Mamon Mirishuso. So, anyway, first Shita, you know, along those lines was the Chassam Sofer. If you look carefully at the Kovet Shirim, and again, Us Yadalid in Baba Kama, also, again, less explicit, but also holds of this. Basically, the Chassam, I mean, the Rav Chanan, again, this is not going to read inside necessarily, but again, Rav Chanan, if you go back to source number 2, he's very clear throughout the piece that he thinks that everyone agrees, both Rava and Rav, right, everyone agrees that originally there is no Kinyan, right, the Ganav is not Kona El Chifetz Be'en. Right? And therefore, the pshat, this part is not as explicit, but therefore, it seems to come out that the pshan rav is that Kimlei applies even though it's just hachsaras pikadon. And then he explains how gufa, the machlokis of Rava, that Rava comes along and says, what are you talking about, Rav? Meaning, here's the line, he says, Rava argues, no, delo shayach Kimlei elahicha shitzarech l'shalim mishalo. Rava comes to say that, no, since we all agree that this is just a hachzara spikadon, therefore I, Rava, are going to say, Kimlei doesn't apply here, because Kimlei only applies to a, right, a L'shalei mishalo achiyav tashlumin velo b'hashavas chifet sheina shalo. But it doesn't apply just to hachzaras pikadam. Again, the implication was that Rav, however, again, agreed to the kinyan part and just argued on the kimle part and said that no, Rav's conception of kimle was that it expanded to include even hashavas pikadon ba'am. Again, in line with the chasam sofers, everything we said before would seemingly apply to the kovet shirim. Just one added ha'ara within Rav Hanan's presentation that is interesting. That Rav Hanan is coming to is also bothered by a important diuk in the Gemara, which can become very important for the Rashba's Shita, which is coming up next. When the Gemara invokes Kimle, it has a very interesting formulation, right? It says, Bidamim kininhu. That razor with his dam, right, with his, you know, in this case, dam and not his money, but in actual blood, right, with the chi of Misa, he was kone, the mamun at hand. So again, the focus of the Lashon of Kimle in this sugya is kinyan. So at first glance, the Rav Hanan is bothered by this Lashon. He's saying, what's the shaykhus of kinyan to kimle? Kimle is a ptur mamun. It doesn't grant you a kinyan. So again, so l'shitaso to holding that kimle is only a ptur. Again, this is a stark contrast to the Rashba next. It's a good foil. Basically, Rav Hanan says, oh, so the way he interprets the kinyan here is that once the kimle again generates a ptur, and once the kimle says that you no longer have to be, you know, meisha, that's a gzela, so then the mela you're kone. So again, Rav Hanan is first
bothered by.
First, he's bothered by why the Gemara seems to formulate kimle as a kinyan, which according to most people, kimle is just a ptur mamon. So in essence, he answers by saying it's not a direct kinyan; it's like an indirect kinyan. He's directly it generates a ptur. But once there's a ptur, right? Meaning once the ganav no is putter from being meshev as agzela, so the memela the ganav is kone. So again, indirectly the kimle in this case will generate a kinyan, but again not directly. Again, that's just an important because again according to this first version of the Chasam Sofer and the Kovet Shirim, they're basically expanding the ptur of kimle. Again, understand that kimle is a ptur, but understanding the ptur even applies to being machzir pikadon. Again, and therefore they're going to be bothered by this lashon of kinyan in the Gemara and explain it in a more indirect fashion. Again, this is in stark contrast to the Rashba coming up next, who has a very mechudash understanding of kimle, which is that kimle itself is a kinyan. But we'll get to that after
the question. Yeah. The Kovet Shirim brings a riot from that step of the Gemara. We see that can't work in the Maskana.
One more time, he brings a riot from what?
That first step of the Gemara.
Which step?
The lashon of the lashon of the Gemara.
Bidam,
whatever.
Bidam,
yes.
Yo, that's not necessary. Why is that? That's just Rav's original statement.
That's what's it really saying? Why does that support?
No, I mean, at first glance, it seems like at first glance, Rav Hanan is bothered by that. Because if you understand, according to the normative approach to Kimle, is that Kimle is a Ptur. It's a Ptur moment. So therefore, if you take that normative approach, you should be bothered by this Lashon, Bidam Kininhu.
Right. That didn't we want to say for the second approach though? That according to this approach, didn't we want to say that the shackle of tires still works in the first approach?
Yeah, but again, this is not the kinyan of. This is not the kinyan of the kinyan gazela. This is a kinyan of kimle. This is a bedamim kininu. The din kimle, your dumim, your chiyamisa, granted you a kinyan.
So the havi, so according to this approach, the havi that lashon wasn't so good.
Yeah. Again, I'm saying the kinyan of the shackle of tires is all about kinyan of gazela. It's a different idea. That, you know, when a ganav steals an object, he's kona that object. That's what the Gemara is talking about. The Onsen, a reflection of that. What? Okay, fine. So again, so version 2a, again, within second broad approach of the Machlokis is about Medina Kimle. Again, everyone agrees that there is no Kinyan, and the basis of Rav is somehow expanding Kimle in such a way that would even include the case of Achzaras Pikadon. So again, the first version, called 2a, the Chasam Sofer and the Rav Hanan, is that the reason why Kimle expands is because Kimle is not limited to Onshin, but seems like, because based on the Makor of, you know, Beis Rishayos, it's all din and beit, like a Maisa Beis. So this brings up to the second version called 2b, which is the Rashba. It's a very, very important Rashba, where the Rashba, in essence, is medayek in the Gemara, right? The Gemara that we just quoted of the damim kininu, and he says, oh, pashpshat in the Gemara is that kimlei is not just a patur. Kimlei grants the mischayev misa, right, according to the Rashba, the person who is chayev misa is granted a kinyan in the mamonos at hand. So therefore, in this case, says the Rashba, the basis of Shita's Rav, just, you know, cutting right to the core of it, is that because the guy was mischayev benasho, so therefore the din kimlei grants him a kinyan in the kalim. So even though it's be'en, if you understand that kimlei grants the mischayev misa a kinyan in the mamonos at hand, so then, yeah, who cares if it's be'en or ain't a be'en? You're granted a kinyan in it. So therefore, the way the Rashba understands Shita's Rav is that Shita's Rav makes tons of sense. That even though, yeah, you kinyan and gneva don't generate a kinyan, you don't need kinyan and gneva to generate a kinyan, because kimlei generates the kinyan, because that's the meduyuk lashon of the Gemara of bedamim kinyanu. With your dam, with your chiyav misa, that grants you a kinyan.
Therefore what?
So therefore, the pshat and rav, the reason why kimlei, even in the case of natal, the person is putter from returning it, is because kimlei basically granted him bailus in the kalim, and the mela, once he's the bailum, of course he doesn't have to return it. He's the new owner. And the Rashba, one of those cases where the Rashba is like, so confident with this pshat, he says, what's pshat and Rava? And he says, of course Rava agrees to this, you see, because this is pashat, right? Right? Pashat that Kimlei is a kinyan. So once Kimlei is a kinyan, l'kuli alma, according to the Rashba, so this is where the Rashba says, the pshat and Rava is that Rava is just a tekanah d'rabbanan. Shelo techote nischar. Right, so again, you could have said, ha'gufa is a machokas between Rava and Rava, is about whether there's a kinyan, but again, it's an interesting, you know, derech limud question. The Rashba is like, he's so gung-ho about his raya that the pshat in Kimlei, at least the version, one version of Kimlei, we'll get back to in a second, that he's so confident that the Kimlei of Chiyav Misa, which comes from the Pasuk, the Makor of Lo Ye'ason, that Kimlei grants the Mischayev Misa a Kinyan, so he says, everyone agrees to that. So therefore, now, the more posh pshat is Rav. Once the ganav is now the bailim of the kalim, so why should he return it? It's his. So the pshat and Rava, according to Rashba, is, oh, it must be that Rava has this outside factor of shalotzei chote nischar, that the only reason why the ganav has to return it, not because Maker Adin has to return it, because Maker Adin, he's the owner, because of Kimlei, it must be that he only has to return it from some external tekanah d'rabbanan of shalotzei chote nischar. I just read the Rashba inside. It's a very important Rashba. I'm going to read it inside, and then we'll take all the questions. What?
Which approach is this? Founder?
Called this 2B. This is like the second version of the second approach. Again, the big picture. Again, the Chiddush is Kimlei related. Again, but 2B, that, you know, again, 2A was that the expansion of Kimlei was based on Kimlei being a patur for, you know, even applying to any Maisa Bezin. And this is the second version, that the expansion of Kimlei is because Kimlei is not a patur, but is a kinyan. So we're going to see the Rashba inside, worth reading. Again, a point that I didn't, you know, stress, again, which is because less relevant to our Siga directly, but again, the Rashba is going to develop, and we'll see this right now, that there are really two dinim of Kimlei. The Kimlei triggered by a Chiyav Misa has a completely different makor and nature than the kimlei triggered by a chiyav malchus, right? You know, according to many shitos, just like your pater, just like kimlei applies by misa and mamon, so too kimlei applies by malchus and mamon. Again, it's machokes, but according to many mefarshim. So the Rashba is going to point out that there are two separate makoros for these two different types of kimlei, and the Rashba, like a good brisker, basically says is these two makoros represent two completely different, you know, approaches to kimlei, which have many nafkamina. He's going to say that this is the approach we've been developing, that Kimlei is a kinyan, that's limited to the Chiyav Misa variety of Kimlei, which is our sugya at hand, again, which is the Makor of Lo Ye'ason. But the other Kimlei, which is Malkus and Mammon related, that goes back to Beis Rishayos. He says, that's a din and Beis din, right? That's a din that Beis din can't implement two different onshin, and therefore that's not about kinyan, you know, kinyan mandikar shemei, that's just that Beis din can't implement two different onshin. Again, there'll be a number of nafkamina betuna. Again, number one is this factor of kinyan, which has a nafkamina of that it even applies to a be'en situation. That's only going to be limited to a case like in our Gemara, where there's the kimle of the misa variety, which therefore, you know, generates a kinyan in the be'en item. So let's just read the Rashba inside. It's very important. And then we'll have some aros and take some questions. So let's try to read this. Yeah. So first is going to be the shoal to the Rashba. He's going to ask the question, then the Rashba is going to respond.
And
I'm not exactly sure, but basically the whole sugya in Sanhedrin. This is the question. But what's the question?
Yes, Ganav is iconically regarding the Ganav being iconically. So, about bias from Mishnah, im hargu the pater love, based on Sanhedrin. My cousin.
Basically, the whole notion of there being a kimle in our sugya is bothersome to the shul. He doesn't understand why.
My cousin, dummy, what is this like? Lahi to go in and kiss Mishnah, somebody who steals a wallet. That was kasha.
All right, because the Gemara itself compares the kimle by Bava Machteres to the kimle to when you chayiv misa for violating a malacha of Shabbos. And he says, Tasha, that comparison seems to be off base. Why?
Also, and Bezin become a chayiv misa, because there Bezin is being chayiv misa on malacha of Shabbos, for being malacha of Shabbos. Lomasi luchit in the chayiv imamun, so you don't find there to be for there to be a chayiv imamun. There are one number, because there are four sets, there is shasa.
Alright, so in short, right, the question is, at least this part of the question, right? Bishlama by Malacha Shabbos, where Bezin is actually going to put you to death. So when Bezin is actually going to put you to death, so then, yeah, the kimle of Risha Achas lo Shtei Rishayos makes a lot of sense, because once Bezin is putting you to death, they can't then have another Risha of, you know, collecting money from you. But why wouldn't Bamach Teres fit into that Gedder of Kimle?
How did my first low Damiel the Saka parable? The ain't bav of Chiyav Misa, because there's no Chiyav Misa.
Misa's Bezin.
Misa's Bezin Club. There's no Bezin at all.
Right, the Bezin, yeah.
But Mammon is like by itself.
Meaning the only thing that Bezin is going to be doing, you know, be dealing with in the Sugya Bav Machteres is the Mammonos. Again, there was a Chiyav Misa, meaning the Bala Bias or a bystander could have put the Bama Cheres to death, but Bezin isn't. So again, according to the Shaul, the only makor for Kimle is Risha Achas, which again is all focused on Bezin. And therefore the Shaul is asking, again, if Kimle is all, you know, Bezin-centric, it's all based on Bezin, so then when Bezin is implementing a Chiyav Misa, it makes sense to apply Kimle that once Bezin is implementing a Chiyav Misa by Shabbos, they can't then implement a Chiyav Mamon. By Bama Cheres, where there's no Misa's Bezin, Bezin's not putting this guy to death. You know, there was a potential for the Bala Bias or a bystander to put him to death, but they didn't actually put him to death in the case at hand. But either way, Bezin's not putting him to death. So then, in our case, Abba Mavteris is only Risha Achas. The only time that Bezin is involved is with Bala Mamanos. So in short, according to the show, the lone conception of Kimle is based on Bezin, and therefore it doesn't make sense, according to the show, for Kimle to be applied in the sugya of Bama Cheres, where Bezin is not involved in the Misa at all. Seems like a good question. It is a good question. But it's a better answer. True. Yeah?
So, let me show you the Shasa. It's not because of the Pasha of Shasa, but it's really like you want to kiss over being popular that because you when you stole the money. Let me show you the Shasa. If you can,
the other Kinle Mishnah is there, and the Gemara and the Mishnah there, when it talks about a Chiyav Misas Bezin, invokes the makor of lo yasam. So he says, no, the assumption of your question that even the kimle of Chiyav Misa, that the makor for that is, you know, kidei rishasa, that's not true. Really, the makor is lo yasam. I'll continue on. So where's kidei rishasa come in?
Amar alav gemara is saying the gemara of pavni hakanasa. What's the?
How many? Does it really come? Does the kimle really come to lo yasam? Mehasa nafka. So that's the Gemara's question. The Gemara answers. So one makor ha'i lo yason is for misa mamon. The other one v'chada. Malkus. Exactly. I'm using to assume that misa malkus and also for malkus and mamon. So again, so the Gemara already establishes there are two different makoros for two different applications of kibbling. So again, while a lot of mafarshim say, okay, there's two different drushas just to like, you know, to expand the scope of kimle, but not necessarily that there are two different dinim of kimle. That's what a lot of people would say. But the Rashi is going to say, no, two different makoros reflect two different dinim with two different natures. Yeah?
Even if you're a chai misa v'shoge, dabar acher shehu padar. He said if you're a chai for something else.
Meaning it's a very important extension that lo yason is not only when you're basically being put to death befoel, when your basin is actually going to put you to death, the Gemara Darshan said it even applies to a case of shogeg. Meaning, if you're shogeg, you don't get put to death. So in short, in such a case, you have a Maisa Avera, which has the potential to be Mechayev you Misa in other cases, but in the case at hand, you're not actually being put to death. So again, the key of Lo Yason is about to say, if a time at the Milsa, Techol, meaning any Maisa which has the potential to generate a Chiyav Misa is going to be pulled through you from Mamon, even though in the case at hand there is no Chiyav Misa. So, you know, as you can tell, he's now thinking about he's addressing back to Bamachteres. But the question about Bamachteres of the Shoal is that Maisa the guy's not being put to death, and because of Kedei Rishasa is the Makor, it should all be based on whether what Basin is practically doing. So answer is, in essence, and I'll explain this soon, so no, the makor for the kimlay of Misa is not about Kedei Rishah, so it's not about practically putting a person to death. It's lo yason, which is expanded to even cases where the person is not put to death befoel. As long as the person does a Maisa Avera, in this case, the Maisa of Redifos, of being above Makteres, which has the potential to put you to death, even such a Maisa will trigger kimlay. So skip the next couple of lines. He's just proving that the fact that you extend kimle to shogei. Okay. See Amma, the end, the last line, the last three words on the page.
Yeah.
Amma.
Amma, we see called the Afshar. Also, lead to Misa. Anything that could lead to
potentially lead to Misa.
Pater Mamon, your Pater in Mamon.
Okay.
Kevan, the Kevan Shekin, he says, Mali im, not al Kila Mishabiro. Someone takes a Kila Mishabiro, but Isimimu.
And there's the end.
Mali, Shabar Kila Mishabiro, al Kila Mishabiro.
Basically, there should be no difference between whether it's Be'en or not. Again, this is finally getting back to our Sugya. So the couple lines are very key now.
Yeah, Hari Amazik Mamun Chaveiro Chai L'Shalom. Because if he's Mazik his friend's money, he should be Chai to pay Babel Pin, even though.
Afilu Hachi.
Called the Eshar the Chai Nasho. Anyone that's possible to be Chai Nasho, Pater Menach Shlumi. You're Pater in pain.
It's my time. Right now he's getting to the essence. So what does the Kimle of Lo Yason do? Very key lines.
My time of your Dami Kimen. You're Kone with your blood.
Right, again, he's invoking our Gemara.
You're not considering that you're Mazik Mamun Chaveiro.
Ella.
Mazik
Mamun Asma. Exactly. So basically, once Kimle is triggered, the Damun Kininu means that Kimle grants you a Kinyan in the object itself. And therefore, even if you're Mazik it, right, so in isolation, it'd be Mazik Mamun Chaveiro. But here, once Kimle granted you a Kinyan in it, it's no longer Mazik Mamun Chaveiro. It's Mazik Mamon Atzmo, because you're now the owner. Hilkach.
It's no longer Kimlay.
No, that is Kimlay. Kimlay is that once you're Chayiv Misa, the Chiddush of Kimlay is that once you're Chayiv Misa, you now become the Bailim of all the Mamonus related items.
You only have one Oni step. At the end of the day. It was never even just like an Oni step.
I guess Kimlay always says it's only one Oni.
It's usually like that you're being Mavatla,
but here it's like... Oh, okay. Okay. That's one way of saying it. So Hilkach, let's just finish up the next the line. Exactly. Therefore, once you take this version of Kimlei, that it grants you a kinyan, then of course, who cares whether it's Shiber or Natal? Right? Again, from this perspective, the difference between it being Be'en and not Be'en plays no role, because you're the Bailam. Right? B'demei kininu, you're kone'e with your damim. Therefore, b'didei ninu, even if it's Be'en. Fine, then he continues on. Then now, l'shitaso, once he thinks that he's so gung-ho with his pshah, he says, this is l'kuli alma, now he has to go back to Rava. So now what's pshah and Rava? Why does Rava limit Kimlei to the case of b'shishibin? Yeah, so
the high time mysteries in Manda Sava are prepared Ben Sword, he derav a filu bishanatal.
Oh, right, so that's right. This is the Pshat in those who say that Pshan Rav is a filu bishanatal, even if it's Ben. Oh. Ella, Miu, the problem is that's not the way we paskin. We paskin that it's Dafka Bishashibir, so now he has to explain that. Ella Miu, a sikna hasam, the Dafka Shavar Val Isnaivlo, but Lamaisa Lamaskana, we paskin it's Dafka when it's Eno Ben. So what are you going to do with that? That goes flies in the face of this fundamental yisod. Answer is, Afshar.
Afshar, b'zumi divrayhem, k'din shlo yeh adam chote nashka.
Nischa. Meaning, fundamentally, Kimlei should apply according to everybody, even according to Rava. So why does Rava limit it? It's a tekanah d'rabbanan. We don't want the chote, you know, the ganav, to be rewarded. And the way he explains it, right? Lito mamon chaveiro b'yocho b'chadi. You know, he takes his friend's thing and then, you know, literally gets to eat it, and he's happy. Basically, we don't want to, you know, let him have, you know, the fruits of his avera. So again, very important. Basically, in short, what the Rashban of very mechudash fashion basically develops that again there are two dinim of Kimlei, the din of lo yason, which applies to the chiyav misa version of Kimlei. So again, that applies, that isn't limited to a chiyav misa bezin befoel. Anytime the maisa avera has the potential to be mechayev misa, it's going to trigger the kimlei. Again, that answers question number one of, you know, why is there kimlei in our sugya where there's no misa's bezin befoel? Answer is you don't need misa's bezin befoel. And then he says, the other aspect of lo yason is that the way it works, its nature is that it grants the mechayev misa ikinyan. And therefore, he's able to explain the other part of the sugya of why fundamentally the Kimlei would even apply to the case of Natal Kalev, where even though seemingly the Ganav wasn't Kone, but it doesn't matter, even though he wasn't Kone, Midin, Kinyane, Gneva, Gzela, the Kimlei grants him a Kinyan, and that's why it would even patter him there. Masha Inkin, again, he doesn't spell this out, Masha Inkin, the other Makor of, you know, the other version of Kimlei triggered by Malkus, that comes from Kadei Rishaso. So that's, again, very much Bazin oriented, very much Lamaisa, you know, Bazin implementing, not being able to implement two different, you know, Rishayos, Malkus, and Mamon. And similarly, that is not going to work along these lines of a Kinyan. That's more just like, you know, Bazin just can't implement two different Onshin. I'll take questions and I'll cycle on. Yeah.
I understand how Kimlei, like, with this Mechadosh reading can work if you're breaking something. You're saying anything I do with this mice, it's as if I'm being mazik somewhere else's property.
But when you mean your own.
Not my own property, right. But when I'm stealing, so what are you going to say? That usually when I steal something, I'm taking it from his property to my property. And here I'm taking it from my property to my property. Because I view it as mazik from an atzmo. Does that mean?
Meaning,
how is the Kimlei working when you're doing a Geneva and you not how? Right?
The point is, because you're a Chayav Mamon, so now at the end of the day, when you bring it into your Rishus, we say that you're basically, you were Kona, that object, so now it's yours. Yeah.
I don't
know.
Yeah, he was just giving one example of that, you know, in the case of Mazik, so what seems to be Mazik, Mamon Chavero, in essence, in Din, we say, you're not Chayev because it's Mazik, Mamon, you know, Asma. So here, same idea, when you steal something, instead of saying, oh, now that's in your Rishus, give it back because you just stole that which belongs to someone else, we say, no, you're Potter because it's now considered as if it's yours.
Just because of Kimlei.
Kimlei. Well, yeah, so.
Okay.
Dami Kininu. Kacha.
How does the Rash read the line of Kukumin or Chon of Yerushu say, Le'inan Unsen of Alina and Makin of Yerushu say, Maranu?
I mean, the pshat in Rava.
Or is your sailing in everything? No, not just letting it on the side.
Good question. Meaning, basically, in essence, like what the Baal HaMaor did, the Baal HaMaor, who also had a pshat in Takanat Rabbanan, basically said, like, that's... Yeah, we can do the same as the Baal HaMaor.
Yeah.
Basically, Rashba is giving pshat in Rava, and that line of Elohi is the stem of the Gemara, but not the Shita of the Rava.
He's
explaining Shita's Rava.
He's so confident in this whole Yisod that, the Kimlei says that he's Kona at all. And then the Maskana, he totally gets rid
of. I think the Rashba is going to admit, I guess, that stem of the Gemara of Elohi is not working within his conception.
It's totally just blown up his whole thing. Man.
Yeah. But again, but both Rava and, I guess, all the names, you know, anybody who has a name, any line of the Gemara which has a name on it, you know, he wants to say it, they all agree. There is a stam of the Gemara which obviously disagrees, but Rav and Rava, you know, the two main shitos in the Sugya, now they both agree to this Yisod. But again, we saw that in the Baal HaMaor. We saw that we saw already in Rishonim who separate, you know, Rava Shita from the Velohi later in the Gemara.
So then the Ravana is like working on it. Like, is it then the Ravana plus something else?
What do you mean plus? I mean the basis of Rava Shita to give back the money when it's Be'en. It's not Me'ikaratim. Really, Me'ikaratim, Kimlei should apply. And it's just a Tekan of the Rabban. Again, the Baal HaMaor in his own way, the reason why Me'ikaratim is because of the Kinyan. Gezela, according to the Rashba, according to his version, because the Kimlei is a Kinyan. But parallel in structure, that in both cases, you know, Rav represents Me'ikaratim, and Rava agrees Me'ikaratim, but just argues they have to give it back just because it's Tekan of the Rabban. Yeah.
Why?
Say it again?
Why don't we need that smack?
Why don't
we? How can I take something away from someone? The Torah does that. But it's also his. How do you take away his back?
The Torah does that.
Even according to Rav Chanan,
I think that's the Rashba.
In the
Rashba, Kachu Gzeres HaKasa.
But in Rav Chanan, that since the Chifa Shabbat's Taka, so Mimela or Kona, it's still his. How do you take that away?
I'm not sure what you're asking on Rav Chanan. You're basically just asking a stump question on Kinyan Gzeila. Are you basically asking how can Kinyan Gzeila ever be Kone?
No, if you understand Kinyan Gzeila is not that I'm really Kone, but I'm Kone for own sin, so it's not a problem.
No, yeah, I'm saying, but like, on all the Shitas that we had, you know, say Pashtan Rav, that, you know, like Kinyan Gzeila,
that
you're really Kone.
I'm not. I was assuming that I'm not Kone, I just don't have to.
So, is that another understanding? Well, what's your question on?
Rav Chanan is saying that I was Kona. Right?
Rav Chanan is saying that you're not Kona. Sorry. Rav Chanan was saying that within Rav that you were not Kona. No, Rav Chanan is saying that you were not Kona. Midine Kinyan Gzeila Gneva. But again, forget the Shitas for a moment. You're basically asking, how can a ganav be kone legamre? Because there's no das machna? Is that basically what you're asking?
Yeah.
You sure? Okay, yeah, so there are a lot of people who hold that. So your question is still valid. I just have another thing that's Rav Chanan. But, that's a large discussion about kinyan ganav gzela. The idea being that... Well, hold on for now. That kachlu, just that's a chiddush in kinyan ganav gzela. Yeah.
So two things. One, the second approach, they all agree that the ganav is not kone.
Midine kinyan gnevo gzela.
What?
From the perspective, the ganav is not kone just from the fact that he took it.
Alright, and how does again the Rashba explain the machlokas in Rav Yehuda?
It's just whether there's a takana or not. Meaning the Rava agrees fundamentally with Rav, he just argues and says, oh, but the takana d'rabbanan that you have to return anyways, and Rav just simply doesn't hold to that.
Even though they hold this kona, it's not kona mishum gzela, it's a kona mishum kimla.
Exactly.
That's how it's confusing.
Yeah.
And so according to the Rashba, what's the Velohi in the Gemara? It seems to be...
That's what I asked before. I was saying Rashba's going to have to say that's the sum of the Gemara, but that's not the Pshat and Rava. Like we had for the Baal HaMaor, while Velohi seems to be just, you know, Rava, seems to be Rava, it could be that it's, you know, it's the Shita of Rava, Velav Mitameh. So that's the way, just like the Baal HaMor ended up saying that. That it's again, it's the bottom line sheet of Rava, but not his reasoning, not his svar. Meaning, Veloi is explaining the Shita of Davka b'Shishiber, but giving a different svara than the svara of Rava. And both according to the Baal HaMor and the Rashba, the Shita of Rava is that it's a Takana d'Rabbana.
Yeah.
So basically, in short, the Velohi is the bottom line, it's the same bottom line as Rava, but it's not the same Shita of Rava in the sense, not the same Svara behind it. Okay, I just want to make sure I get a couple of hours in, and I'll... So, fine. Just get this. That's an interesting point. Interesting, Margolios Hayam, again, Osir Gimel, on the Sugi here, quotes a very interesting, you know, Teshuvah Shol Meshiv. I didn't have you see it. But very interesting Teshuvah Shol Meshiv. He basically says that this notion of the Rashba, that the Kimle grants the Mischayev Misa a Kinyan, he says, perhaps that conception of Kimle only makes sense in the sugya about Machteres, where there was potential for this person to be killed at the same time that he was Chayav Mama. Namely, right, the same time that he was in the Machteres stealing the money, or you know, in the house, stealing the money, he could have been shot dead on that spot. So because in the case of Machteres, like Mamash, at the exact same time as your Chayav Mamun, there's a potential for you to be killed. So therefore, in that case, you can have Bedamim Kininu, that really, like, with your Damim, you could have been killed at the exact same time, so therefore, Kimlei will be to the extent that it will grant you a Kinyan. Masha Inkin, as Sholem Eshev suggests, in a classical case of Chiyav Misa is based in, like, by Shabbos, right, where you performed the Maisa, right, you were over Shabbos at the same time that you were Chayav Mamon. So there, although the Chiyav Misa was Chal at the same time as the Chiyav Mamon, but there, Beis Din is only going to put you to death at a later point in time. So therefore, says the Sholem Eshev, perhaps the Kimle in the case of Bamach Teres is a stronger version of Kimle to be able to generate Kinyan, because there is really Misa and Mamon Babas Achas. Because there's a potential of you being put to death at the same exact time as a Chiyav Mamon. Masha Inkain, in the classical case of Chiyav Misa's Beis Din is only going to put you to death after the fact, you know, after that Eidim, Kabbalah's Eidus, etc., etc. So there's no potential of you being put to death at the exact same time as a Chiyav Mamon. So maybe it suggests a Sholem Eshev. You know, even the Rashba or the Shita of the Rashba would be mechalik and limit this, you know, Spitz version of Kimle midin Kinyan to the case about Machteres. And that's, in fact, that's where the Gemara is, the only place where the Gemara has this version of Bedamim Kininu. What the thought is, like, very interesting about this Svara is that while the Shoel on the Rashba highlights that from a certain perspective, the Kimle about Machteres is like weaker than the Kimle of classical Chiyav Misa's Beis Din. Why? Because the Shoel was highlighting that Lamaisa, the Bal Machteres, is not actually put to death. So from a certain perspective, of like the perspective of the Shoel, the Rashba, from the perspective of like Beis Din, like, you know, Beis or Shaios, you know, the Kimle of Bal Machteres, where you're not actually put to death, from that perspective is, you know, an inferior version of Kimle. But it's fascinating from the Sholem Eshev's perspective, again, focusing not on like whether Lamaisa you were put to death, but rather on the timing of whether there was potential for you to be put to death at the exact same time as the Mamum. From that vantage point, you know, the Sholem Eshev says the Kimle of Bamachteris is a superior version of Kimle, and therefore perhaps this superior version of Kimle, Midin Kinyan, would be limited to such a case. Again, I just thought it interesting that depending on the different perspectives, you know, either the Kimle of Bamach Teres versus the Kimle of, you know, classical, you know, Misa's Beis Din, again, you can look at either one as superior to the other. One last hour then before I take any questions, because we're running out of time. Just to point out, according to this mahalach of the Rashba, that kimle is mamash a kinyan. Again, according to such an approach, presumably, there shouldn't be a chiyav bidei shamayim for the ganav to return it. Because if kimle, actually, according to the Rashba, actually makes the ganav the new owner, so then once he's the owner, what's the milo, what's the chatzchila of giving it back to the original bialim? It was original bialim, but no longer. Again, this in stark contrast, again, for the Rashba, that was the lo yason version, the kimle midin kinyan version. There shouldn't be an inyan of chia bidei shamayim for kimle. Masha inka for Ochanan, or even the other version of the Rashba. Remember, the Rashba says the version of Malkus and Mamon, that's midin kidei rishaso. And many of Ochanan point out that the kidei rishaso version, which again is a din beis din, leaves open the possibility of chia bidei shamayim. Because the whole point is that beis din can't enforce two different things, but as we'll see in the Gemara Bamatzia, just because Beis Din can't enforce it doesn't mean there isn't a lechatzchila for the person himself to return it, because be'etzem is still a chiyuv. So again, another nafkamina, which Rashi doesn't spell out, but seemingly what emerges from Meshita, a nafkamina between his two different versions of Kimle, the Misa version, which is Midin Kinyan, and the Malka's version, which is just Midin Beis Rishayos, a nafkamina would seem to be chiyav bidei shemayim. And this might help answer the following question. So we just said that, you know, from the Rashba's perspective on the kimle of Misa, that it should be a kin, that it should, works within kinyan, there shouldn't be chiyav bidei shemayim. So that would work out very nicely with the Gemara. If you look at, right, if I had to read the end of this Gemara, basically has a Misa, including Rava, where basically Rava doesn't accept. Right, basically, right. Rabba ignuvu le dichre v'machterasa. Basically, Ganavim stole. Right, there was b'materas against Rabba, and they stole these, you know, these animals. Then they attempted adrinu ni'alev lo kiblinu. They attempted to, you know, return it, and he didn't accept it. And he says, "Amar hold nothing who made the rab because it's be'en kimle doesn't apply. Sorry, kimle does apply." And the big kasha that they, you know, that Tosas asks on the Gemara is that, right, the Gemara seems to apply, there's no chiyav bidei shemayim. Right? Because again, they wanted to return it, and he says, no, you're pater me'ikar adin.
Which Gemara is this?
The end of our Gemara. Right? The point is, the Rabbi says, since you're pater me'ikar adin, I'm not going to take it. So the question they all ask, what do you mean? There's a chiyav bidei shemayim, so then why would you accept it to allow them to be yotzei midei shemayim? That's the question they all ask. But according to the Rashba, you can simply explain this Gemara and says, oh, this is Balma Peres. This is the sugya of kimle midin kinyan. And therefore, there is no chiyav bidei shemayim, and that's why Rava gave it back. And what the Rishonim, such as Tosis on the spot, ask, they say, what do you mean? The Gemara Bamatzia says that there is a chiyav bidei shemayim for kimle. The answer is, what type of kimle is Tosis invoking? A malchus kimle. It's the case of chosim para of the dashba, where there's a chiyav malchus and a chiyav mamon. So Tosis's question is assuming there's no difference between the kimle of Malkus of Bamatzia and the kimle of Misa in our Gemara. And therefore Tosa says, if there's a chiyav bidei shemayim for the kimle of Malkus in Bamatzia, there should also be a chiyav bidei shemayim for the kimle in our sugya of Misa. But according to the Rashba, you can explain both Gemara's kapashtas. There's a chilek between the kimle of Misa and the kimle of Malkus. The kimle of Misa, like our Gemara, is midin kinyan. Therefore, there's no chiyav bidei shemayim. It actually belongs to the ganav. Masha enkin, the Gemara b'Metzia, that's a kimle midin malchus, which is based on Beis Rishayos, and therefore there is a chiyav bidei shemayim. And that's the way the Rashba would understand both Gemara's kapashas. We'll stop here for Musar, and we'll take any questions.